I have seen Maine's Mount Katahdin from afar, and I've always wanted to venture to the top. Today we meet a man who not only walked to the top, he took another 2,189 miles to get there. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com, trusted analysis, professional insight.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When you hike the entire 2,189-mile Appalachian Trail solo, you have to be self-reliant. Still, Bruce Sweet enjoyed meeting some folks that simply wanted to help those hikers.
They would come and set up their camp at a road crossing. We called them trail angels. They came with food. They came with cold drinks. They came with lawn chairs.
A week before Mother's Day, he encountered a family of trail angels who had cards and stamps so hikers could send their moms a message. Some sections of the 2,000-plus miles are more memorable than others.
Probably the White Mountains of New Hampshire were the most difficult, the most physically challenging. People grumbled most about Pennsylvania and the rocks of Pennsylvania.
The trek took him 5 months. The feeling was bittersweet as he neared the northern end of the trail at Maine's Mount Katahdin.
The last month, as I would just start to think about finishing, I would find myself getting choked up, and so could only think of it for very brief periods of time.
It's simply such a deep and enriching journey, it was hard to think of the end. Bruce's wife, Mickey, who had joined him at different times during the trip, came for the last hike up the mountain.
After you sit and celebrate for a little bit, then it's down from the mountain, and what do we do next? As a move from my career and into retirement, I thought about how do I want to invest my time? How do I want to use what God's given me? And how can I minister to people?
Bruce says he's working on doing that very thing and keeping a few other grand hiking ideas in mind too. Traveling the countryside along the Appalachian Trail, I'm Andrew McCray.